Return to duty process. Hello, commercial truck drivers and carriers. This is your guide to understanding the basics of the return to duty process, a journey that starts the moment a driver tests positive for drugs or alcohol and concludes when he or she is legally cleared to operate commercial motor vehicles again. But before we get started, please like, subscribe, and ring the notification bell so you can stay updated about crucial trucking topics that can help you stay in compliance. Now, it's important to grasp the scale of the return to duty issue. Each year, approximately 2% of commercial drivers fail or refuse to take drug or alcohol tests. That's 1 in 50. A small percentage, but with over 3.5 million truck drivers in the United States, it means that thousands of drivers face the return to duty process annually. Let's begin by understanding what initiates this process. If a commercial driver fails or refuses a drug or alcohol test, they are immediately removed from safety-sensitive functions. This means they cannot operate a commercial vehicle until they have successfully completed the return to duty process. Now, what is the return to duty process? In essence, it's a series of steps designed by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, to ensure that a driver is ready and able to return to safety-sensitive duties. Step 1 is the evaluation by a substance abuse professional, often referred to as an SAP. The job of the SAP is to assess the driver, identifying the extent of their substance abuse problem and recommending a course of treatment. The second step is treatment. This could involve education, counseling, outpatient treatment, inpatient treatment, or any combination of these, based on recommendations from the SAP. After completion of the recommended treatment, the driver will be reevaluated by the SAP. If the SAP determines that the driver has successfully complied with the prescribed treatment, the driver can move to the next step. The final step is the return to duty test. This is a direct observed test. If the driver tests negative, they can return to driving. However, this is not the end of the process. Following a successful return to duty test, the driver enters a period of follow-up testing. This can last from 1 to 5 years, with at least 6 unannounced tests conducted in the first 12 months. These tests are in addition to any routine testing the driver might also be subject to. Returning to duty is not a quick process. It's designed to ensure safety, and that takes time. The average return to duty process takes around 4 to 6 months. But remember, each driver's journey is unique and can take more or less time. For more information, please visit fmcsaregistration.com, or you can call our third-party team. The number is 866-477-0707. Also, what is your opinion about the return to duty process? Do you believe the government does enough to keep our roads safe? Please leave a comment below and let us know what you think. Do not forget to like this video, hit the subscribe button, and ring the notification bell so you can stay in the loop about important information designed to benefit drivers and trucking companies.